This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russia had to be forced to make peace as President Vladimir Putin wanted to fight and war was coming back to Russia after Moscow had taken it to other countries. The Ukrainian leader, speaking in his nightly address, said Kyiv's major cross-border assault into the western region of Kursk was a matter of security for Ukraine, and Kyiv had captured areas from where Russia had launched strikes. His top commander said on Monday Ukraine controlled 1,000 square kilometers of Russian territory, far larger than the figures given by Russian officials. The White House said on Monday the U.S. has boosted its military posture in the Middle East while warning an Iran-backed attack on Israel could come soon. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's tough to tell right now what an attack by Iran or its proxies might look like.
We have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
Kirby spoke a day after the Pentagon ordered a guided missile sub to the Middle East and told the Lincoln Carrier Strike Group to get there more quickly amid soaring tensions and fears of retaliation after the killings of Hamas's political chief and a senior Hezbollah commander. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Greece's worst wildfire this year spread into the Athens suburbs on Monday, forcing hundreds of people to flee as it torched trees, homes, and cars, choked busy roads with smoke and ash. The government called for help from fellow EU members to tackle the fire burning out of control for a second day, fanned by gale force winds that pushed it from hills north of the city. This is VOA News. Investigators continued to work on Monday to determine why a plane crashed in a residential area near Sao Paulo, Brazil, killing all 62 people aboard. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Videos of the crash analyzed by aviation experts led some to speculate that ice had built up on the plane. On Friday, the airline said ice was predicted at the altitudes in which the plane was flying, but that it should have been within an acceptable level. A Brazilian aviation engineer and crash investigator said he is almost certain ice caused the accident, judging from the videos he has seen. An American professor in a university department of aeronautics and astronautics said it may have been an engine failure on one side, mismanaged by the crew, which could have led to the rotation downward.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. More than 47,000 people died in Europe due to scorching temperatures in 2023, with countries in the region's south hit the hardest, according to a report by the Barcelona Institute for Global Health published on Monday. Last year was the world's hottest on record. As climate change continues to increase temperatures, Europeans live in the world's fastest warming continent, facing growing health risks stemming from intense heat. Scientists and conservationists in Kenya are sounding the alarm over the killing of elephants with large tusks allegedly killed by trophy hunters in Tanzania. Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
In a news briefing Monday, conservationists and scientists said five large tusked elephants were targeted and killed in the last 8 months by trophy hunters in northern Tanzania. They added that only 10 of the elephants with tusks weighing 45 kilograms, an equivalent of 100 pounds each, remain in Kenya's Amboseli National Park, which has the highest density of the animals. To mark the August 12th World Elephant Day, the group of scientists say they have handed the Tanzanian government a global petition with over 500,000 signatures calling for an end to the trophy hunting along the country's border with Kenya in Tanzania's portion of the park. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was back on social media platform X ahead of his interview with billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk on Monday in an event that could inject more surprises into the turbulent U.S. presidential election. The interview, scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, could give the former president an opportunity to seize the limelight at a time when his campaign is seen as sagging. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.